Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast, episode 24. In this episode, we're going to talk about how you can strengthen your connection to your intuition, especially when you need to make important life decisions. So I put out a Facebook poll for this one, and this was the most requested topic. And I had a few specific questions that came from Jess and from Abby, so I'm going to try to answer those questions as best as I can throughout this episode. So let's get started. Intuition is something that I learned how to recognize at a very young age. I didn't have the language to put to what I was experiencing, but I did know about my intuition. So I was somewhat of a misfit growing up, and that meant that I spent a lot of time alone. Which that time alone helped me to really get in tune with myself. But I never really, like obviously as a young girl, I never really had to use my intuition to make major life choices. But I did always recognize that voice. And to me, intuition felt like this little tiny voice that was like deep inside. And it was a voice that came very automatically. It wasn't something that I really had to think about, and the voice always was somehow deeply encouraging. Like it was like Mother Teresa guiding me through life. So for example, when I heard the voice the most, it was during times that I was feeling the worst. So as a young girl, I was teased a lot, which meant that I often felt lonely, isolated, I felt unworthy. I felt like life was too painful, and I was like, you know, if this is what life feels like, I don't want any part of this. So there were times when I thought about committing suicide. And I know that sounds really deep, but if it weren't for my intuition stepping in, then I'm not sure what I would have done with those thoughts and those feelings. Now, some people refer to the voice of intuition as God, the universe, their inner guide, their inner mentor, and so on. But no matter what you label it, this voice is a great tool to be used as your inner guide. And even though we're not always sure where the voice is coming from or why it's here for us, we can learn to appreciate and recognize it. So for me, when I thought about killing myself, the voice would tell me this, like always the same kind of, it would say the same thing. It would say, you're meant for something bigger, hang in there, your life will get better, this isn't it for you. So I trusted the voice, and I would push through the pain that I was feeling. I didn't understand why at the time, but now I 100% understand, and I'm so glad that I listened. Because I learned to trust that voice at such a young age, it then became natural for me to recognize it as I got older. So when I was 19, this is when it started to creep up loudly again. I was living on my own for the first time. I was partying all the time, and I wasn't really going anywhere with my life. I was, you know, drinking every night. I don't know if I was really sleeping around, but I had like a buddy that he was really disrespectful, and I would hang out with him often, and he would just tear me down, and I would take it because I didn't think that I was worthy of anything else. So this voice spoke to me loudly once again, and it reminded me that I was meant for more, and it encouraged me to find a deeper purpose. And the purpose for me at that time was to join the military. You know, I heard the voice and I thought about what my different options were, and I just realized that the military was the next step for me. And it was scary, but it also felt like the right decision for me. And then, so my intuition guided me through my time in the military. Then it guided me through when it was time to move on to something new. It helped me to find the relationship that I'm in now. It helped me know when to leave relationships, which sometimes it took me longer than it should have, but I eventually got the hint. It helped me realize that I was meant to start a business, that I was an entrepreneur, and it even helped me into starting this podcast. Most recently, it helped me find a way to quit my job and go back into school. And this is the reason that I do this, that I listen to the voice eventually, is because it will keep nagging me and telling me that I need to level up, that like, this isn't it. There's more. You need to recognize this and you need to take action. And I don't always listen right away, but I do always eventually get the hint. And that's something that you'll need to recognize with your inner voice or your intuition, is that it's not always really clear, and oftentimes it starts out very gently and then it'll just get louder and louder as you go, especially if you ignore it for long enough. So my question for you is, are you at all familiar with your voice of intuition? Have you had any experiences similar to what I just described? And if you've never heard your intuition, then don't worry, because in this episode, I'll guide you through how to recognize it. And just trust that it takes some practice, it takes some trust, it takes some clarity, but you can strengthen your connection to that voice. If you have, like, if you're unsure how to recognize the voice, but you think that you've heard it before, or the feeling, like, sometimes intuition comes as a voice or a feeling, and I'll get more into that. But if you just want to strengthen your trust in what the voice is trying to tell you or what your intuition is trying to tell you, then I will also help you through that in this episode. So before we dive into it, I just want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by the Decision Making Guide. I never know how to come up with like fancier names for these guides that I make for you, or these ebooks or worksheets. I just kind of call it like it is. It's a guide meant to help you make decisions. So I designed this guide to specifically go along with this episode. Be sure to grab yourself a copy by going to the show notes right now. You can work it alongside this episode, or you can download it afterwards. Like, a lot of times I'm on the go when I'm listening to podcast episodes, so I have to download them later. Like, if you're driving or something, you can download it later. And honestly, you can use the guide for any time that you're looking for guidance, or, you know, if you're wanting to tap into your intuition. So grab yourself a copy of that and let's get into the episode. So for this episode, we're going to start out by talking about a few ways that you can recognize your intuition to begin with, and then I'll finish it off by giving you some tips to help you get more in touch with her. And I call it her because, you know, I also refer to my body as her. I just refer to everything about myself as her because it helps me, like, strengthen my relationship to myself. So I call my intuition her because it helps me strengthen my connection to that voice. If you resonate more with the idea of your intuition being God and you want to refer to it as him, then that is your choice. Just however, think of it in whatever way speaks to you the most. So first of all, let's get into what intuition sounds or feels like. So intuition sounds like a voice that pops into your head. So like I said in the beginning of this episode, it's a very like off in the distance kind of voice. Like, I don't know, like this echoey voice in the background. And remember and recognize that you can have many inner voices in your head, and you will have many inner voices in your head. And by the way, I talk about that in my 10-day self-love challenge, which I'll include a link to that in the show notes, to the free 10-day self-love challenge. Because in that challenge, it helps you recognize what different voices that you have in your head and then how to work with those voices. But If you haven't done the work to know which voices are what, just know that it might be a little bit tricky to recognize what your intuition is at first, but your intuition is going to sound more like an encouraging voice. So if you have, like, say, an inner cheerleader, it's going to sound more like that. It's going to nudge you in a more positive direction. And it's, yeah, it's just more of a kind voice than, say, your inner critic would be. So speaking of, it's not your inner critic, because this voice isn't going to be mean or hurtful or harmful. This voice is meant to be your inner mentor. So she's going to tell you things like, I don't know, you can do it, or like, for me, you're meant for more, something like that. Think of your intuition as your highest self. She's the wise version of you, the, like, way off in the distance future ideal self that you aspire to be. She makes you think things like, whoa, how did I come up with that? And that makes me think of when, like, all the times I've had those conversations with my girlfriends where they were, like, seeking advice or, you know, just wanting some guidance on something. And I wouldn't really overthink what I was saying. I would just speak what was on my mind. And I would think that thought, like, whoa, how did I come up with that? And I like to think that that was my intuition giving me the answers and kind of speaking through me. That's why I like to tie it to when people, like, religion, when you feel close with God and you're saying, you know, this is God speaking through me. It's kind of like that same situation. But like I said, it just depends on what you personally resonate with. So, like I said also before, this voice tends to start out small and then it gets louder and louder. So that's what it sounds like, remember, encouraging, guiding you in a certain direction in kind of a positive manner. It's your higher self, and it is that wise version of you. Now let's talk a little bit about what your intuition feels like. This might be the part where people get confused on when it comes to what your intuition feels like the feelings that you get in your body, because it can be really easy to mix up what anxiety feels like versus what excitement feels like, because it's kind of in the same family. So when you're thinking of how your intuition feels, think of that feeling you get when you're going to Disneyland or a theme park or anywhere that you love to go and you get excited about going. What is that feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach? So it feels like a nervous excitement, right? Like, kind of like you need to poop a little bit, but also like your heart is about to burst out of your chest. So it's like a good kind of nervous feeling. And obviously your intuition doesn't always speak to you that strongly, like you won't always have that strong of a feeling, but that's the feeling that you might get when it comes to making the bigger decisions. When it comes to smaller decisions, then it could be that feeling on a smaller scale. And this is why you need to do the work to figure out what it feels like in your body, because I'm only speaking from my personal experience and what I've heard from a few others, and obviously everybody is different. So if you're not in touch with your body, though, you might miss the smaller nudges, so the smaller decisions that you're trying to make. But later in this episode, I'm going to teach you how you can get more into touch with your body so that you can be more sensitive to those feelings. So, for example, if your intuition is telling you that it's a yes, then you're going to get that Disneyland feeling that I described. So yes, you'll be anxious and fearful when you're making a big decision, but it's a good kind of uncomfortable. So your mind, sometimes you might get nervous or anxious, and sometimes those emotions are in the same boat, I guess you could say. So your mind is going to want to keep you safe. You're going to go into that fight or flight mode, but your intuition is going to want to push you forward. It's going to want to nudge you forward. And then if it's a no, if your intuition's trying to tell you a no, then for me, I'll usually get that nervous feeling in the pit of my stomach, but minus the excitement part. But if it's a smaller no, then your intuition just might not even show up at all. So you might just need to rely on your mind and weigh the pros and cons and just go from there. Or it can be like the decision can be made by the initial feeling that you get. So like when you're on a when you're taking a test and they tell you to just go with your first instinct, like the first thing, instead of overthinking it, what's the first thing that sounds right to you? That can be a really helpful tool. A good example of that that I use in my everyday life is intuitive eating. So intuitive eating is essentially using your intuition to guide your food choices. So one of the best things that you can learn to do when you're intuitively eating, and this is what I do, is I look at my options. So I have food available to me at home, and when I'm deciding what I want to eat, say I'll look into the fridge. The first thing that pops out is usually my body's desire, aka my intuition speaking. It's my body telling me what I need in terms of nourishment, and then that's the option I like to go for. When I'm out at a restaurant, I'll look at the menu and I'll notice the first thing that jumps out at me, like what is it that sounds good? What is my body craving? And then I close the menu and order so I don't overthink it. And this can be really helpful because you might think like your body's always going to want, I don't know, the worst thing for you health-wise, but when you are allowing your intuition to guide your food choices and your life choices in general, it's gonna go with the choice that's best for you. So that's why, actually, before intuitive eating, I used to go to a restaurant and I used to order with my mind. So I'd be like, well, I don't go out to eat a lot, so I'm gonna obviously get the most, I guess, fatty choice on the menu. I want a burger and fries every time because I don't eat burger and fries at home and yada yada, you know how it goes. And then I'm gonna order dessert and I don't care how I feel afterwards. I'm just gonna do it because my mind is overthinking it. So now when I go out to a restaurant to eat, I don't, like, it varies every time. There are some times that, like, the first thing that pops out to me is a salad or chicken with some greens on the side. And then there are times when, yeah, a big bowl of pasta pops out to me or a nice big burger. It just varies and it depends on what my body is craving. And it's so funny because people, when we go out to eat, will say things like, if I order the salad or the veggies, they're like, oh my God, I wish I had your willpower. And I'm like, it's intuitive eating. That's my secret. But I don't really tell people that because that's a lot to explain. Anyway, off on that tangent, but hopefully that helped you see how your intuition can really guide you in the right direction for you. So now that you know a few ways to recognize your intuition, let's talk about a few ways that you can strengthen your connection to yourself and to your intuition. So the first thing I'm going to say to do, and this is the best advice that I can give, I would say, is to meditate on it. So give yourself some space and some time to find clarity. Chances are you're constantly like plugged in. You're constantly taking in information, whether it's watching TV or watching Netflix or you're on your phone on social media. You're just always consuming information, and that doesn't allow yourself space to really just be and connect to yourself. So the best thing that you can do is allow yourself space to just be. That's really hard for a lot of people too, because it can be really uncomfortable to like face the reality of things. But the more that you do this, and the more that you do connect to your intuition and you start to listen and you just accept what is, the easier it gets. You don't feel like you're just building up a lot of tension in your life and then you don't want to face like who you're becoming. You're actually allowing your intuition to guide you into who you're meant to be. So even if you can only devote 10 minutes to some sort of meditation practice, then that's still helpful. Because I have a lot of downloads, divine downloads, which is essentially intuition downloads, during the times when I'm not engaged in anything else. You can do this in the shower. Like me, my fiance says that his best decisions or thoughts always come to him when he's in the shower because he's just focused on that. So when you're in the shower, focus on the actions that you're taking. So feel what it's like to wash your body, wash your hair. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? and just kind of be present with what's going on in the shower. You can go to a yoga class and focus on being fully present on what the instructor is telling you. And I know this because, like, I'll go to a yoga class, and when I'm really fully present and engaged, especially if you go to, I can't think of what it's called right now, but the flow yoga classes. I don't know why I can't think of what it's called, but when you go to the flow yoga classes, you have to be really fully present on what the instructor's telling you, because it's literally one position is flowing into the next. And I notice myself coming out of presence when, like, I'll do something totally wrong, and then I'm like, oh shoot, I wasn't paying attention. And so go to a yoga class, experience that, and then during the Savasana section where you're just relaxing, that's usually when I get my best ideas. After I've taken the time to relax my mind and my body in the entire yoga class. And yoga is great for strengthening the mind-body connection, so that's also why you get downloads during the Savasana relaxation part. But anyway, so that's another way that you can get that, like, strengthen your connection to yourself. And then another thing that you can do is you can just YouTube. You can just search YouTube, like type in intuition strengthening meditation, or you can use the Insight Timer app. I talk about this app all the time because I love it, and that's what I like to use when I'm looking for specific meditations. Another option that you can do is write a letter to your higher self. I love this exercise and I don't do it enough, but this is a way that I like to channel my inner guru. And you notice I keep using the words interchangeably throughout this episode. Inner guru, intuition, it's all the same thing. Like I said before, I'm gonna say it again, but I channel my inner guru by asking a question, and then I'll imagine that I am replying to myself from her point of view. So I'm writing to my inner guru, like I'll write a question and then she'll reply to me. So I know that sounds really, like, weird and woo-woo, but so, for example, let's just think of a weird one. Like, should I leave my relationship? I think I've actually done that one before, but you write down, should I leave my relationship? And then you close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and then you just don't even think about it. You don't overthink it. You just, like, set a timer for 10 minutes and do a stream of consciousness journaling, which means, like, you're not thinking. You're literally nonstop writing for the 10 minutes. You're not judging. You're not taking it through filters. Just whatever comes to your mind. And imagine that it's your future most wise self replying to you. What would she say to you? And so those are the three options. Well, actually more like two, but the meditation one had a few options in there. But so strengthen your mind-body connection, and then you can also write a letter to yourself. Another thing that's helpful is, what would you do if a friend was in this position? Like, what would you say? What advice would you give that friend? And those are just two simple ways. Those are just a few simple ways that you can get in tune with your intuition. Now, moving on, what if you get it wrong? What if you listen to what you think is your intuition, or maybe you do listen to your intuition and things go wrong? Sometimes that's meant to happen. Sometimes you're meant to learn something. So use the mistake or the failure or whatever it is as a learning opportunity. Don't use it as an excuse to not trust yourself moving forward, because I've been wrong plenty of times, but I've also been right during the times when it counted the most. So, like, for example, the times when I've been right was when I left the Air Force, when I left my job, when I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition for health coaching school. I've been wrong, and this is going to sound crazy, but I always, for the first, like, 3 years of my relationship with Jason, I just always had this feeling deep down that he was cheating on me. Like, I swore, and I I'm gonna admit, and I've admitted this to him, I was snooping all the time and I could never find anything. But that came from paranoia of past relationships, of feeling like I wasn't worthy of being in a good relationship. So that was kind of a different voice speaking. And if you think about it, it was also a more negative voice speaking, so it couldn't have been my intuition. But I swore that my intuition was telling me that he was, but I was wrong about that. And then there have been a few times that I have like invested in things like online courses that felt right at the time and they didn't turn out right. And I'm not sure if that's because I made a wrong decision or I didn't put in the work, but that's another example. But like I said, each time that I've been wrong, it's been beneficial for me because it taught me a valuable life lesson and I had no regrets. So it's okay to not always know. It's okay to not always feel guided and to just kind of feel like you're just making the best educated decision that you can for yourself. So let's say that you're in a position where you feel like you're miserable at your job, or you're working in a client-based business, or you own a client-based business, like say you're a photographer, or you know, you offer some kind of service and you don't know whether you should take on a client or not. And you want to learn to recognize when it's your gut speaking versus anxiety or fear speaking. So let's talk about the difference between those. And I sort of have brushed up on over that a little bit in this episode already, but I'm gonna talk about it a little bit more. So think about the choice. Think about like how the choice would impact your life. So if you're wondering whether or not to leave your job, then your gut will probably tell you that you should, especially if it's a job that is making you miserable on a daily basis. The thing is, you can't always just make a choice based on what your gut tells you. Yes, you'll know that it's right for you to leave the job. You know that the job feels wrong for you, but maybe you're not in a position where you can leave right away. So what you have to do in that case is you have to combine your intuition and then your mind. So your gut tells you the job isn't right for you. How can you take the first step toward leaving the job? So explore your options there and then take action. And that's what I did when I knew that I wanted to leave my last job. And, you know, I started to get that like nudgy feeling that, you know, it's time to move on. So I started to think about what are my options here? What can I do? And what's just one step that I can take? And it took a little bit of time, but eventually I got out of it. Because if you are having that nagging feeling or your intuition is telling you that it's time to move on, that means that you're meant to do something more, something bigger. And maybe you're self-sabotaging, so you're holding yourself back in some way, or you're afraid because, you know, your mind gets mixed in and your mind wants to tell you all the reasons that you should stay comfortable and stay in your comfort zone. But just trust your intuition, but also trust that you will make the decision for yourself when the time is right. So fear is something that's gonna hold you back. Like I said, when your gut tells you it's a good choice, but then you get anxiety about that, pay attention. Does it feel like a roller coaster kind of fear, like the excitement that we talked about? Or is it, I'm making a mistake kind of fear? So when you're thinking of taking on a new client or a client, like trust that initial feeling. If your mind is kind of screaming at you like, no, this isn't a good idea, then it means it's not a good idea. And then if it's just, if it's more of like a, it's not you, it's me kind of feeling, like you know that this client is right for you, but you also fear that you won't be able to help them in the way that they need to be helped, or you won't be able to do the job that they're expecting, then that's more mindset work that you have to do with yourself. So it doesn't mean that it's a bad fit for you, that they're a bad fit as a client. It just means that you need to strengthen your confidence in yourself and what you offer to them. So that is all that I have for you today. And before you go, though, don't forget to grab your decision-making guide. And if you want to stay connected with me, I would love if you'd go over to Instagram and follow me at Lauren M. Kepler. Please DM me anytime that you want. I love to hear from you and just talk to you and see what's going on in your life and what you need help with. Or, you know, I just always love making a good friend. So don't forget to connect with me there if that's something that you want to do. So the All or Something takeaway from this episode is do not put so much pressure on yourself to get it right all the time. You're not going to get it right all the time, and that's not what life is about. If you can't recognize the bad times, if you can't feel the bad times, then you're not going to appreciate or understand the good times. So stay tuned, because next week is an extra special episode. I'll be celebrating my 29th birthday, almost 30, you guys. And that will be, so my birthday is on March 15th, but the episode releases March 13th. And so next week I'm going to share my biggest 10 lessons that I've learned in my 29 years on this lovely earth. So I can't wait to talk to you then. And before I let you go, I just want to remind you that you are enough and you are doing enough. Have a great week.